Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
you. Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Let's do it.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just get this out of the way. The Trump stuff was still big news. All weekend, it just seems like a lot of talk about conspiracy theories and the country is never going to heal from this. And just a lot of, the end is near kind of talk. All of this stemming from, it's all fallout, I guess, from the raid on Trump's home in Florida last week.
The FBI and DHS joint warning was released on Friday. Among the threats was a plot to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters. An armed man was shot and killed after trying to breach security in an FBI field office in Cincinnati. Release court papers reveal that more than 24 boxes with 11 sets of classified documents were recovered by federal agents.
So the fact that they were in an unsecure place that is guarded with nothing more than a padlock or whatever security they had at a hotel is deeply alarming.
Okay, Laszlo, I heard one person say, like a news person, an opinion person, say that what they think is more dangerous than, just the polarization that we're already experiencing and then something like the raid and all this and how it's handled, is the media constantly talking about and amplifying the voices of people that are saying civil war is near.
Okay.
And he was making the case that, like, look, I think you're doing more damage by saying, look at what was said on this right-wing blog. They're talking about this is a call to arms. Look at what was said on this podcast. But on the other hand, I get that you're supposed to be made aware of these things and you shouldn't ignore this stuff. But now I don't know how to feel about it because he seems like a smarter person than me. And I was thinking, well, do we not talk about the fact that that seems to be mostly over the weekend? What was going on was a lot of the end is near kind of talk and the media mostly talking about that, because there hasn't really been, from what I can tell, any major new developments in the actual raid itself insofar as what it was and what they took out of there. We already talked about that stuff, that it could contain nuclear secrets. It's all instead about Trump echoing some of these QAnon conspiracies.
Sure.
And the guy who tried to attack the FBI building and was killed, and someone tried to put a dirty bomb outside of it's that talk. And it's really, if it's not, I guess I would consider the closest thing to middle of the road media, which I know conservatives would say is liberal media, but like network media, I feel like mostly what they've been talking about is look at what people online and some of these groups have been saying. Look at the things.
I know people are taking screenshots of what was happening on Truth Social.
Right. Exactly.
And a lot of that was,
this is it.
It felt like a call to arms.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some actual calls to arms, depending on, which forum you're in. And the only reason I know about them is because the media has been reporting. And I get that logically it makes sense when someone says we shouldn't ignore this. Okay. But then also what this other guy was saying sort of made sense, too. Like, the reason that you're becoming more and more frightened and starting to think that there's less and less chance of you, ever staying friends with your neighbor is because of the media amplifying the angriest voices in these groups.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess maybe I would agree with all that if I wouldn't have seen January 6th.
Right, that's it. And they've said this is a worse... I have to believe these intelligence experts when they're being interviewed, and they say, we follow all this stuff closely, and the rhetoric is much worse than it was leading up to January 6th.
And I wonder... Well, it doesn't matter. But I do wonder, and I'll try to make it quick, if we were played. Because we always get played... a lot by Trump and his supporters. And whether I think he's smart or not, that doesn't matter. He never stopped surprising me in his ability to market things and project things and turn things around. And I often think he's not that smart, but then I think, well, am I playing tennis against someone who doesn't get it at all? Or someone who is really, really smart and suckering me into thinking I'm better than I am? And a lot of times that's the way it is. You know, he had everybody on his side saying defund the police was the worst idea ever.
Yep. Support the police.
And had the left saying, no, we have to defund the police. The police is a militarized organization. Well, how far did he know in advance that this was going to happen? And now his supporters are saying defund the FBI, and we're caught in the middle.
Right.
Because now we say, no, please, we need the FBI. And people are like, yeah. What did you say? Because I'm positive that you said, right?
Yes.
So it really catches us, and he does a good job of that. Whether he means to or not, at this point, I have to believe he means to.
I do remember after the Hillary email thing, when Comey, you know, made that announcement right before the election, and then mm-hmm. a lot of Hillary supporters accused him of costing her the election.
Sure.
That then afterwards, then you suddenly had the FBI looking into Trump, and all of a sudden liberals were pro-FBI.
Right.
Right? And I remember commentators at that time saying, hey, be careful, because right. now you love the FBI. You might not love them still right. in a year or whatever. So
exactly.
just, you know, just take it easy there, because it wouldn't be such a stretch for you to not like the FBI in a couple of years, considering you didn't like him a couple months ago.
With the popular vote, electoral, like he, you know, you were played. We were all played a little bit, right?
Yeah. So I will say,
and I'm not sure if he's that smart, but I do think Roger Stone's that smart.
There's definitely people around that, and he knows how to
like,
sell.
Look, man, just say this, and then when the FBI comes to get you, we'll just say this.
Right.
Like, that's, it's not that hard to play down the road if you know what's coming up.
This has been the first Trump news that I haven't been able to avoid. I mean, I could have, but that I didn't. That it finally sucked me in.
Right.
And I have every night. I've been looking at the news.
I still don't. I just hear it from you. That's it.
I am interested. But it does seem like over the weekend, what it turned into was less about updates from the actual raid and what they were searching for and the back and forth between Garland and Trump, and more about, look at all the rhetoric. You know, what's going to happen right. next? There's going to be violence. And you see a lot of these people on TV saying, it's not going to be a civil war like what you think of in the past. No, it's going to be violence, you know, acts of violence. It's going to be domestic terrorism. And
sure.
it's just like, I get that we need to keep an eye on these threats, but maybe you should keep an eye on them, and maybe we should talk about them less. Or maybe we should be talking about them just as much and even more than we are. I don't know.
Right.
But for now, I'm ready to move on. Polio. There's something you didn't think you had to worry about, right? I mean, just a couple of years ago,
my mother,
the idea of a pandemic, the idea of an emergency vaccination, all these things, it you didn't think about it. But then we had COVID, monkeypox,
right.
and now polio. Wait, your mom actually had polio?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And what happened? Did she have, like, lasting effects from it?
No.
Because a lot of people don't, I guess. I'm learning more about it now that it's back, sort of.
I mean, she would talk about, like, some sort of leg problem, maybe, but other than that.
Because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, it was deadly. Obviously, it is deadly. A lot of people ended up paralyzed or with some sort of lifelong deformities. The person who got sick in New York recently apparently has been paralyzed. So there's two forms of polio.
Oh, sure.
Of the polio
that,
virus.
I mean, there's the Ralph Lauren brand.
Yeah, and then there's that
United States polo thing that they try to sell. U.S. Polo Association.
Yes,
those
US
are the two
polo
different
Association.
Kinds.
Those are the two kinds.
Don't get fooled by the one.
Right, exactly.
You know,
and
you
the one that's
be
in the water
going
is
to work
one.
With those shoes that say no. U.S. Polo Association because you thought they were polo shoes.
Exactly.
No, you don't want to be that kid.
No, that's horrible. Mm-mm. And then your kid thinks like it's name brand because you told him.
Right.
You really sold it. No,
mm-mm.
It's polo. And
yeah,
then he gets to like, it's polo. And they're like, it's not, kid.
Right, yeah.
It's Polo Association. It's not the same. Well, there's two types of polio as well.
Mm.
There's regular polio, okay?
Sure.
Which makes sense, the main virus. And then there's also a kind that's called vaccine-derived polio.
Okay.
Vaccine-derived polio is what has been spotted now in London and in waterways in New York City. This is the polio that's making the news. So I guess the way this works is in the old-fashioned polio vaccines, it was an oral vaccine. And that vaccine was a weakened version of the virus. A weakened version of the virus.
A weakened version.
Yeah, it's right. A weakened version. You know, weakened of polios.
Right. You're like, oh, look at that. You guys don't want it for the weekend, then take this and you can go out. But just know you're going to have to take it next weekend, too, if you want to go out.
Right. So that's an oral version. And what happens when kids take that is they shed it in their feces for the next couple days. In a lot of countries, this version of the vaccine is still used. Apparently, we don't use it anymore. In the UK, they don't use it anymore. But there are other countries where that version is still used. And that can occasionally lead to when that, you know, dead virus is shed, it can start to mutate and get back to the strength that it needs to be to actually become contagious again. So that's what they think got this guy in New York sick, or this person in New York sick with polio, was a vaccine version was found in the water. That starts to mutate, it gets strong enough, and then somebody gets it. So last night, Brooke was going, I can't handle this. They're not going to have enough polio vaccines. I said, you don't need it. You've probably been vaccinated already. She's like, how do you know? I don't know. And I said, I think because of your age, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So then I read an article about it last night in Washington Post, and it basically said, you almost certainly are vaccinated against it fully if you went to public schools in the United States. The communities that aren't, there are some religious communities, including some of the Jewish communities in New York.
They still make you do that now? Like, are kids vaccinated against it now?
As far as I know. They made it seem like they gave the percentage of something like, you know, 90 some percent of people that are in this group. And then if you include those other groups, then it becomes like 80 some percent.
Okay.
But there are religious groups and stuff that may not be as vaccinated for it. And those are the ones who have to, you know, watch out. If you don't know whether or not you're vaccinated, they said you should contact your doctor, medical advisor, whatever, and ask, what do I do? How do I find out if I'm vaccinated? And what do I need to do if I'm not certain?
New York City health officials say they have found poliovirus in the city's wastewater. And the state warns that based on these findings, the virus could be spreading locally. Last month, a 20-year-old man in Rockland County, which is north of the city, tested positive for polio and became paralyzed. It was the first confirmed case in the United States in a decade.
So this article here says in 2020, there were 1,081 vaccine-derived polio cases, around three times as many as the previous year. In 2022, so far, there have been 177 cases after major efforts to get polio vaccination campaigns back on track.
Okay.
So it says that the vaccination rates have decreased over time, which doesn't surprise me just because we know that vaccine rates have decreased over time. We saw what happened with COVID. We already knew about anti-vaxxers, and then with COVID, we realized, well, that group just grew by a lot. It went from a few people on TV talking about autism to, I don't know, 40% of the country or whatever it ended up being.
Sure.
So if you're not vaccinated, if your kids aren't vaccinated, this is a serious one. You know, I know on Facebook people talked about COVID and like, I have an immune system. Thank you. It's just a cold. You know, 98% right. of people survive, whatever it was. I would say with polio, it's going to be tough to make those same assertions on your Facebook page. I mean, you could make them, but that'd be pretty inaccurate. And I would think that you'd be scared enough of polio. I don't want it. I certainly don't want to take my chances.
I think you are naive.
I would die from it. What?
I think there's going to be a lot of people who say, I'm not getting any vaccines. There's no such thing as polio anymore. It's just for all the rest of us who didn't get the vaccination. Now you're going to give it to us more.
And what about when they hear that this is, you know, the people that are getting sick right now in places like New York, that they think it's vaccine-derived polio.
Right.
They're going to say, oh, my goodness, well, look, the vaccine actually is what's causing this, though different vaccine, whatever. All right. We're out of time. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish doom scrolling in a couple minutes.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.